I am joined this morning by Dennis Edmonds, the CEO of Kazira Global, which has growing interests in tantalum, diamonds, and heavy mineral sands. Dennis has just returned from a recent trip to South Africa. And following your recent visit, can you update shareholders with the activity happening on the ground in Namibia?
Sure. Good morning, Michael. I went across to Namibia and was very encouraged. The Namibian process for a long time has been in a state of limbo, and nothing very much has been happening in terms of the plant. We have now started the plant operating, and we are starting to put tantalum through. What is very encouraging is to see the purity of the tantalum that we're now extracting is getting to, well, it's got to a level where it is of a purity sufficiently high for us to immediately export it. So the big focus right now is on increasing the volumes we're putting through to ensure that we get to a sufficient number of volumes to be making regular exports to our Chinese offtake partner. But actually, of equal interest while I was in Namibia, and one of the reasons for me being out there, was we've had an enormous amount of interest from several different people who've approached us regarding the lithium deposit and entering into some sort of a joint venture in regard to that. Now, it's early days still, but the discussions would be along the lines of getting people to invest money into the plant, which will obviously help for the production of lithium. But what it would also do would be to give us an enormous boost in terms of the production of tantalum in the future. So that there is a very encouraging development, and I would hope to have more news on that in the not too distant future. And perhaps of also interest is our nickel deposit has also attracted interest from third parties. And so there are discussions happening around that. So it appears that our tantalum deposit has gone from being a pure tantalum deposit to one with both nickel and lithium. And both of those would have the effect of actually accelerating the production of tantalum. So it's a very attractive proposition at the moment.
Certainly seems to be a lot going on over there. Can you tell me about the developments in the South African operations and any likely resolution to the heavy mineral sands license, which you've been waiting for a few months now?
Yeah, the reason for us waiting for the heavy mineral sands license has been that there is a process which the Department of Mineral Resources goes through in South Africa. We are hoping, and we've had formal indications, that we should be getting a response during the course of this month. But we have been made promises by the department before, and they have not materialized. However, I would be fairly positive that we should have news forthcoming fairly shortly. We also have developed our local manager in South Africa has developed a very good relationship with the new CEO of Alexcor, who appears to be a man of enormous integrity and is very focused on doing a deal which works for Alexcor and for the contractors. So we are very hopeful that things in the area, in the wider context, will start to become much more attractive for operators, obviously including ourselves. On the diamond front, we have now last got this PAN plant delivered. The PAN plant was a fantastic deal in terms of the fact that we've entered into an arrangement with a owner of a PAN plant who has agreed to transport it to the site, to install it, and to allow us to use it, and he will get paid as diamonds are produced from it. That has got enormous implications for us in terms of us then no longer being dependent on the Mace Flock plant. And so all we will be doing is going to Alexcor with pretty close to pure diamond and for final sorting to happen at Alexcor's sorting plant. So it takes away a lot of the dependency that we previously had on Alexcor, and again, bodes very well for our diamond production.
That's good news. Looking at the new rare earths project, I wonder when you expect the due diligence process to be completed.
Michael, it's not a particularly complicated deal. it's a clean company that was set up to hold the license. So due diligence into that should not take very long, even though it is obviously in Kenya, and things will be slightly more difficult than they would have been had they been in the UK. And then the other question is due diligence into the licenses themselves, the fact that they are properly held by the company, again, which ought not to be the onerous process. So the short answer is I would expect this to be concluded in weeks rather than months.
That's reassuring. Certainly there's been continued erosion in stock price since the recent oversubscribed capital raising of £1 million at a penny a share. What message do you have for shareholders at this point?
I think that the stock is clearly underpriced. I think the market has missed the fact that the deal with the Rare Earth Project is one in which they are paying or being paid at a premium of 1.5p per share. That deal is at a substantial premium to the current share price. And it is a fantastic deal. You know, all we got to do is to put in a bit of money to get the JORC resource, and we will should see an enormous uplift in the value of the asset that we've acquired. And I think the market just has missed that for whatever reason, and possibly it's the times in which we live and the tumultuousness of the market. But it's a great deal and actually revalues the company at 1.5p per share. And I think the market will pick up on that and will reflect it.
Yeah, good points. Looking over the coming months, I wonder if you could outline expected news flow that's going to come from Kazira.
Well, Michael, I think I need to go back to the beginning, really. I would imagine it'll probably be in some sort of order. The first thing would be the announcement of a deal with a third party regarding the lithium, which will be a deal involving us getting money into our Namibian operation, as well as equipment into the Namibian operation, I would imagine, for a share of the lithium only. Which means that we will then be, the next piece of news will probably be an acceleration, a substantial acceleration of the tantalum production. I would also expect us to be releasing news fairly soon in regard to diamond production. The PAN plant will come online at the end of this week in our schedule, and we will then be producing a considerable amount of diamond gravel. So we would be very confident that they will have a major impact on what's happening there. And then, as I say, we are also expecting some sort of a result on the heavy mineral sands license. So there's a lot of positive news to come. And that, of course, is ignoring completely the rare earth project, where, you know, within 6 months, we'll get that JORC report out and we'll expect to see a substantial uplift in the value of that project.
So it seems there's plenty of news to look forward to.
I think so. And going back to your previous point, every reason for shareholders to be probably putting more money into it right now. I think it's a great price for shareholders if they want to come in.
Yeah, well, Dennis, thanks for your time this morning. It does sound good.
Michael, I think it is. And thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks.